You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 04.18.2024. Current time is 07:04 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. A wannabe Friday, that's what I call the Thursday. And we're starting with a hashtag positive start to the day. Hashtag PSTTD, and good morning. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee for 04.18.2024. And we're up and about, and we're getting our day going. And we're getting our day started here. I just realized I'm running an hour late as far as that goes. And I usually start this about at six, around six-ish. But I guess I just realized that I guess I slept in. I didn't realize. I thought it was still 6 o'clock. So I'm getting caught up here. Of course, I'm suddenly realizing that after I'm drinking a couple sips of my morning coffee here, which is tasting mighty fine, and we're getting our day started here. And this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast, Morning Coffee. And we do the audio here on Tuesdays and Thursdays during the course of the week. And make sure I'm not gurgling. And this past Tuesday, we did do a Mixcloud broadcast. We do that every 2 weeks. And for this month of April, we get three of them because there's one, two, three, four. Let's see, you could say there's five Tuesdays. So that means it just worked out to where we swung into April to where we can get three for every other week. But we are getting our day started, and I hope everybody's having a good step off to their Thursday here, what I call the wannabe Friday, and see what the day brings as far as that goes. Let me go ahead and back out the intro music, and we are up and running, and I'm surprising enough not realizing what the time difference was as far as sleeping in for an hour. Setup was quite easy this morning as far as that goes. Of course, I always enjoy doing the audio. I could put this simulcast over on that new platform that I've been using now here for the last couple weeks, and I will be continuing to use, and that's Rumble Studios. And I just want to leave the audio the pure audio because it's where I got started. I love doing it. And I think if you're able to do an audio podcast, I think you get some value out of it. I'm over here on Spotify for Podcasters app that I'm using to make this audio podcast. And it resides over there on Spotify for Podcasters webpage. And that's over there. And if you're listening to this, you're on Spotify for Podcasters app webpage, or if you're using the app is great as far as that goes. I love it. It's a mobile audio studio in your pocket on your phone, and it's great. And I've been using it for years now. Well, not years as under the name Spotify for Podcasters app, but it's the old Anchor app. And I've been using that for years. And prior to that, I was using Audio Boo, which used to be Audio Boom. And I still have some very good memories from using that app. And it's a paid service now. That's one thing about Spotify for Podcasters app. It's a free app. And you also get your audio podcast once it's all done and packaged up. It gets sent to, and you post it up here on Spotify, which is one of many places that gets posted at. It also gets posted on Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, CastBox, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Republic, and there's an RSS feed, and of course, there's Spotify, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, there's 10 places, and it's all for free. That's the same thing I get out of Rumble Studios now. You got like 6, 7 places you can simultaneously broadcast to on that platform, and it's for free. So I thank thank Rumble for providing that. But I'm also very appreciative of Spotify of maintaining the continuity for us little guys on the audio podcast side to keep this app a free service. It's very good. I could monetize, but I don't. All that, full disclosure, is I don't monetize my audio podcasts. It's probably one of the few things I do monetize over on when I say monetize, it's not like I'm making big bank on it. I'm not making a living. You know, there's a little compensation with the ads over on Twitch and also on Rumble, but the Rumble Studios, even if they did monetize, I still use it. And that's the same thing way I feel about Twitch. That's just a little extra that's off to the side that I don't really think about because I'm not in doing this for the money. I like doing it. It's especially in the morning. I like doing the morning broadcasts, both live streaming, audio, because it's a good positive start to the day. And I've found that out over the years. I become more positive after doing this, talking about things. It's my way of getting things out, I guess. I'm not as boisterous as I used to be back in my younger day, but it does get me out there as far as and I enjoy it. I've met some good people, but this platform, Spotify for Podcasters app, is a great app. Again, I have full disclosure, I have no association with it. As far as employment wise or monetizing wise, I just think it's a very good product, and it's equal to anything that's out there. I don't care what anybody says. It's something I feel comfortable with. It's the same thing over on the live stream now. People say, why are you moving from Twitch? I'm not moving Twitch. I'm just moving over to Rumble to broadcast, but I'm still broadcasting on Twitch, but I'm doing it for Rumble. It's sort of consolidating, but making it more efficient. And that's what you get here for Spotify for Podcasters, is an efficient way of putting up an audio podcast when you want to get your word out. So there's my long spiel of appreciation. Fireman Rich's appreciation towards Spotify for Podcasters app. So thank you very much. Let's see. Currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, we have a temperature of 52 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to 11 degrees Celsius. And we had a gorgeous day yesterday. It rained yesterday. It was nice in the morning, but it rained. But Tuesday, after I did the Mixcloud Tioga radio show, I ended up mowing the lawns, and the lawns look spectacular. I didn't really mow everything, but I mowed everything, and it's just like a golf course out there, you know, as far as a nice fairway, as far as keeping it short and neat. And we had rain yesterday, so that helps the lawns grow a little bit more, and to mow them next week. So we're back. We're in the mowing season. And so Tuesday was nice. We had a little rain yesterday. As far as today, we're going to have cloudy with a few showers. I did see some rain out there this morning. We have a high of 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And chance of rain is only 30%. So it's going to be mostly cloudy today. So temperature-wise, it's great. We're in spring, full swing into spring, and I'm loving it as far as that goes. Our world times and temperatures as I speak, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii, at 1:13 a.m. in the morning. It's partly cloudy and clear, 71 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona, at 4:13 a.m., clear skies, 66 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City, it's clear there at 6:13 a.m. in the morning, and 49 degrees Fahrenheit. in New York City, the jungle, as I call it. 7:14 a.m. It's 7:14 a.m. currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York also. Down in the city, it is cloudy and 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Going across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, we have at 12:14 p.m. currently there. It's lunchtime in Cork, Ireland. Cloudy skies, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. In Milan, Italy, at 1:14 p.m., sunny and clear, 58 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're moving over to Kuala Lumpur. Ooh, we got thunderstorms in Kuala Lumpur at 7:14 p.m. in their early evening, 83 degrees Fahrenheit. In Tokyo, Japan, it's raining in Tokyo at 8:14 p.m. in their evening and 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And down in Melbourne, Australia, this is another one. It's raining in Melbourne at 9:15 p.m. in their evening, 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Over in Sydney, Australia, though, to the east of Melbourne, 9:15 p.m. also there in Sydney. Clear skies, 64 degrees Fahrenheit, and those are our world times and temperatures as we speak. And we should have a nice day, being in the 50s, it looks like, on the chart. And do we have a Doppler on this thing? I'm looking on my phone here. Sunrise. Yeah, oh, the sunrise. Sunrise is going to be at 6:20 a.m., which it's already up at about. It's a light out the window there. And 6:20 a.m., the sun rose this morning, and it will be setting at 7:50 p.m. The moonrise now, I'm just looking at this. The moon set this morning at 4:20 a.m., but it'll be at 2:46 p.m. It will be rising, and I've been seeing it out there, and I want to get my telescope. Maybe I might look at doing that, get my telescope set up, because it's been a while since I've I got a telescope right behind me here that but it looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy throughout the day going into the evening, so we might not be able to. But I have seen the moon overhead, way up overhead. And looking at the Doppler, it looks like we do have some rain just to the north of us. And it looks like it's going to be a cloudy day. So that's a nice addition. I got to have that up during the weather as my phone here when I do the audio podcast. Now, my phone, my new phone, I have a Samsung 23A 5G phone. And where I'm at, I only get 4G. But when I go up here to the Triple Cities area over in like Broome County, Vestal, and Binghamton to the east of us, it's about a 25-minute ride. We were there yesterday. We went to BJ's. It's sort of a wholesale place. And we got me and the missus went up there. We had a good time. We always have a good time going into BJ's. It's some good products that they have on hand. And they have 5G up there. I've noticed that. I do get to the 5G up there, but that's where I live here in Tioga County, New York. It's a rural area. But the phone on the live stream, I can't use it for the weather because I use it as my second device when I'm live streaming using the Rumble. What is that? Where is that? The Rumble Studio app. See, there's two apps. You got the regular Rumble app where you can just view Rumble's videos there. Rumbles are videos. And you can record on it and upload a video. Now, the newer app that dropped here as of February 9th, I believe, which I'm just finding out here in the last couple of weeks, is called Rumble Studios. That's the one where you can actually go on live if you have a Rumble account, and it's fun. And then, of course, I also have the Spotify for Podcasters app. So I'm covered on both ends on the audio and also on the video there, the live streaming bit. So these phones these days, they just amaze the hell out of me. Let's see. We do have a thought for the day for this morning and post it up there on X at Fireman Rich on X. And I'm also over there on True Social as at Fireman Rich, Blue Skies and Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich, and there's a couple other places there. But our thought for the day this morning comes from George Bernard Shaw, who's known as the was an Irish playwright, critic, and political activist. His influence on Western theater, culture, and politics extended from the 1800s to his death and beyond. He's still an influence on his writings, and we have a quote from him this morning as our thought for the day, and it goes as follows. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And that's what you need to do. You need to create yourself. You need to be what you want to be. Don't let other people tell you what you are to be, as far as that goes. So that's my takeaway on that. So a very good thought for the day. And quote from George Bernard Shaw. And let's see, I'm going to just check real quick. Yeah, he's an Irish playwright and critic. So he was very critical in his observations and his quote. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. A very positive thing to do. And I think we create ourselves every day when we get up out of bed, in a manner of speaking. So thank you, George Bernard Shaw. God bless and Godspeed, sir. We do have the National Day. National Day. We have a bunch of them here. Let's see. National Exercise Day. That's not bad for April 18th. I'm not going to pick that. It's a good one. Get to know your customer day. Yeah, if you got a business, yeah, you should always. That's one thing yesterday going into BJ's. The people there that work there are friendly. They've been open now for several months, and it's just a great place. It's like a Sam's Club, a Costco's, and they just have a whole bunch of good products. I like them better than, say, Sam's Club, which I haven't been in years. We had a membership to Sam's Club years back. They weren't as personable as BJ's. BJ's is very, very personable. You talk. I mean, just walking down the aisles there and the people who work there, they say good morning before I get to say good morning to them. It's a great place. And then the cashier, she was outstanding as far as getting us out lickety-split. Of course, it wasn't really that busy. You know, it's fairly busy, but not, you know, overly busy waiting in line at the registers and stuff. They're very efficient. That's the one thing. Every time I go in, they're very efficient. And the prices are great on some of the things and as far as that goes. Let's see. So BJ's definitely gets to know their customers, or at least they, you know, they throw that out there, that customer relations, customer service and stuff. Let's see. We have National Education and Sharing Day. That's always a good one. National High Five Day. Yeah, what about a high five? That's a good one. National Poem in Your Pocket. Yeah, okay. National Lineman Appreciate. We got to appreciate these guys that get up on those electrical, those telephone poles that take care of our telephone and electrical. And that's the way the internet travels here in the rural country as far as on that cable. So we got to appreciate those guys. And let's see, National Columnist Day. Well, there's very few. You can still buy a paper newspaper, but I think for the most part, 95 to 99% of the people probably get their news via the internet. I like this one. We're going to go with National Animal Crackers Day because I'm looking at this and I'm looking. Yesterday at BJ's, there was a big jug of animal crackers, and I was eyeing that. I was eyeing that. But National Animal Crackers Days, hashtag National Animal Cracker Days on April 18th each year celebrates a childhood favorite. And who doesn't like these? These are great. A box of these sweet animal-shaped crackers not only provides a delicious snack, but they also offer a little entertainment, too. The celebration brings us back to our childhood memories and the many boxes of animal crackers we shared with our friends. And the animal crackers, if I remember, the boxes were like a cage cart with they had the animals, the circus animals. It was like a circus wagon. Animal crackers refer to the type of small cookie baked in the shape of circus and zoo animals such as the lion, tiger, bear, and elephant. The most common variety of light colored and sweet, slightly sweet. However, makers also offer chocolate and frosted varieties too. They were okay, but I like the original. They were great. I still enjoyed looking at that big jug of animal crackers. just sort of flowed with this one. Even though animal crackers are made with layered dough, much like crackers, they are sweet like cookies. So today is hashtag National Animal Cracker Day. That's a good one. Let's see, moving to our story I'd like to present. It's out there in outer space. This is another thing about a celestial body that's out there. It's a mysterious rainbow-like glory lights observed on a planet outside our solar system for the first time. And this observation is like light years away. There's some phenomenal things that we're doing observing these celestial bodies that are light years away. And how they do it is through the spectrum light that they project out of the instruments such as the Hubble telescope, the James Webb telescope, and telescopes and observatories right here on the this blue marble that we call Earth. Astronomers have detected signs of a rainbow-like glory effect on a planet outside our solar system for the first time. Spotted on the planet that is 637 light years away from Earth. It may offer new information on how habitable distant planets could be. So glory lights, am I Googling? Yeah, I'm Googling. Got to reset. Okay, we get a reset. Okay, no problem there. Glory lights are concentrated rings of light that only occur under specific conditions, namely when light is reflected off clouds made up of a uniform substance so far unknown. The effect often seen on Earth and mistaken for a rainbow is understood to happen when light passes through a narrow opening, such as between water droplets in clouds, causing it to create different ring-like patterns, I should say. The effect has only once been found on another planet, and that's Venus, meaning that if confirmed, this is the first glory to be detected outside our solar system. And they can do that with the light that they're observing. Scientists from the University of Warwick believe the glory occurred on a planet called WASP-76b, WASP-76b, first discovered in 2013. It's nearly double the size of Jupiter, which is, that's huge right there in itself, and known for its hellish atmosphere. So the light that they're receiving from that and observing, they're able to tell that. And Jupiter itself, I've had my telescope, I've observed Jupiter through my telescope, and I've seen four of its moons. So that goes to show how big that is. It's not that big in the telescope, but it's so large that we're able to see it in our night sky. It's prominent in the night sky. So this is double the size of Jupiter, so that's huge. In a manner of speaking, one side always faces the sun, reaching unbearable hot temperatures of 2,400 degrees. So it doesn't rotate. 2,400 degrees Celsius. Let's see, in Fahrenheit, that's going to be, let me see, where's my conversions as far as that goes? Conversion, what do we got? What do we got here? 2,400 degrees Celsius. We'll put that here, 2,400 degrees Celsius. It's 4,352 degrees Fahrenheit. I think that's almost hotter than the sun as far as that goes. So that's interesting as far as the comparison. Celsius, that's 2,400 degrees Celsius. And one side always faces away from the sun, creating an endless night where clouds drip iron molten rain. So this is amazing. They're able to detect this, and it's light years away, this planet. However, observations from the European Space Agency characterized exploration satellite, CHEOPS, that's a mouthful, suggests that between these two sides, there may be a glory. Never before have we seen these colorful concentrated rings on an extrasolar body, said Dr. Thomas Wilson, who co-authored the research. So if confirmed with further studies, the first exoplanetary glory would make WASP-76b a truly unique body and give us a beautiful tool for understanding the atmospheres of distant exoplanets and how habitable they could be. Well, if there's molten rain on this planet, I don't think that's habitable. I think that's just common sense. I don't think I'd want to be on the surface if it's raining molten metal. There's a reason no glory has been seen before outside our solar system. It requires very particular conditions, said lead author Dr. Oliver Demangan from the Institute of Astrophysics and Space Science in Portugal. First, you need atmosphere particles that are close to perfect spherical, completely uniform, and stable enough to observe over a long time. Then the planet's nearby star needs to shine directly at it with the observer at just the right orientation. The discovery was made after scientists recorded 23 observations over 3 years as WASP-76b passed in front of and around its sun-like star. So that's when they have a telescope pointed out in the distance of space, and they're looking at the sun, and they're looking what crosses over that sun. That's how they can detect extra planets outside our solar system. They know they're because they see that shadow. But from that shadow, there's sublight that they look at various frequencies that they can tell a whole bunch of things. Data collected showed a surprising increase in the amount of light coming from the planet's eastern terminator, the border where night meets day. This allows astronomers to determine the origin of the signal. Dr. Demangan explained, this is the first time that such a sharp change has been detected in the brightness of an exoplanet. The discovery leads us to the hypothesis that the unexpected glow could be caused by a strong, localized, and directional-dependent reflection, the glory effect, if you will. He said that the next step would be to use NASA's James Webb Space Telescope to officially confirm that this is the glory effect. That would be cool. I would love that. If I see that, this is going to be a follow-up story as far as that goes, because they're getting all this data that initially, I thought it was when I first read this, it was from the James Webb Space Telescope. It's not. It's from the European Space Agency's platform. Confirmation would imply that temperatures on WASP-76b's atmosphere must be stable over time, enabling the presence of clouds made up of perfectly spherical, meaning round-shaped water droplets, critical to glory formation. So that's to be able to see that on a planet that's 637 light years away. Now, the thing is about light years, that light that we're seeing, observing, that planet may not be there as far as that goes. That's 637 light years ago that's when that light first started traveling towards us. And so we're sort of going back in time. The James Space Webb telescope will get us there. Be able to pick up this planet a lot better and be able to focus in. The audio art, though, is a I'm not sure if that's an actual picture, but it shows you the cloud effect that's on over on the right side of the planet in the middle as far as that goes, and what a glory effect looks like, I guess, from outer space. So there's our good article. Mysterious rainbow-like glory lights observed on planet outside our solar system for the first time. So that's amazing. The eyes that we have looking out into the sky and into outer space. Okay, let's see. We have here our history. Let's see. What do we have? Wayne Gretzky, the National Hockey leader, hockey's legends, all-time leading scorer, played his final professional game in Madison Square Garden back in 1999. And in 2006, Sir Elton John raised $700,000 for AIDS charity by selling over 10,000 pieces from his own wardrobe at a one-time shop in New York City's Rockefeller Center called Elton's Closet. That's back in 2006. And 101 years ago, the old Yankee Stadium, which I actually seen a couple games in there, opened its doors in the Bronx for the first time. And that was back 100 years ago today. So the new Yankee Stadium is pretty good. I think the Yanks, I'm not sure. We'll get to the scores here in a minute, the sports scores. Today on this day in history, April 18th, 1906, a devastating earthquake struck San Francisco, following by raging fires. Estimated of death, the final death toll ranged from 3,000 to 6,000 people. Ooh, that's not good. That was bad. In 1775, Paul Revere began his famous ride from Charleston to Lexington, Massachusetts, warning colonists that British regular troops were approaching. The British are coming. The British are coming. Again, 1923, the first game was played at the original Yankee Stadium in New York, the Bronx. The Yankees defeated the Boston Red Sox 4-1. Let's see. In 1865, Confederate General Joseph E. Johnston surrendered to Union Major General William T. Sherman near Dunham Station in North Carolina, bringing further closure to the Civil War, which had formally ended. Back in 1955, physicist Albert Einstein passed away in Princeton, New Jersey at age 76. God bless you and Godspeed, Mr. Einstein. 1966, Bill Russell was named player coach of the Boston Celtics, becoming the NBA's first black coach. He's a great basketball player, too. And speaking of basketball, let's go ahead and transition over to the NBA, which they're in their playoffs. They're doing this thing. It's called play-in tournament. And what it is they have the top 10, but I think the lower tier, it's a play-in tournament to play in for the final, what they call the final championship. And let's see, last night's scores. We had the Lakers beat the Pelicans. The Warriors are out. The Kings beat them. Are they still playing? The Warriors, I think, are out after. Let's see. What do we have here? That's for Saturday. So Philly. Okay, yeah. Philly won by 1 point last night. I watched that game. Philly beat the Miami Heat. And let's see. The Bulls beat the Hawks. And the Bulls will meet the Heat tomorrow. Okay. So that's Saturday games. And the Kings will meet the Pelicans. So the winners of those will go to the playoff rounds, which start Saturday. So this play-in tournament finishes up tomorrow. And it's just to round out the playoffs. And in the first round, you got Magic against the Cavaliers, the Suns against the Timberwolves, 76ers and Knicks. That should be a good series. That's Saturday at 6 p.m. I'll be watching that one. Lakers are going to be facing the Nuggets. Celtics, they're playing Sunday at 1, but to be determined. So it's either going to be the Bulls and Heat, or the Kings and Pelicans, and that's the same thing with the Thunder. They're waiting for one of those two teams to finish up. So the play-in, they finish up the last two slots, I guess, in the playoffs. So we got Mavericks and Clippers, Pacers and Bucks, Magics, and that's the first round. It's Sunday. And then Monday, they go into the second game two. We'll start Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to have ball games all next week. We're in the playoffs then, folks, after tomorrow. It's this Saturday starting. So, and the Celtics, that's who I'm rooting for. That Knicks 76er game, that's going to be a rocking game right there. I'm rooting for the Knicks on that one. Sixers, they had their hands full with the Miami Heat last night. So, let's see. In baseball, let's see. Major League Baseball last night. Major League Baseball, let's see. We'll check on the Yankees and Mets. And let's see, as of, let's see, this past, let's go back to Tuesday. Tuesday, Yankees lost to the Blue Jays, and the Mets beat the Pirates on Tuesday. Last night, yeah, the Mets win again against the Pirates. I guess the Pirates aren't that great. And the Yankees, did they win last night? They played, didn't they? Yeah, they won. Okay, they beat the Blue Jays last night, 6-4. So they split. And tonight, let's see, we have no Yankees, no Mets. They play probably Saturday. Yeah, Yankees play the Devil Rays. Or no, this is Friday. Tomorrow night, Friday, will be Yankees and Rays, Devil Rays, and the Mets will be playing the Dodgers, ooh, out there in California. So that's tomorrow at 10. I don't know if I would stay up that late, but if I am, I guess I'll probably catch the first couple of innings. So let's see. USFL, let's go, because we do have football this week, and I'll put it up here. I'm not going to make my picks. I do a broadcast on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and that's the Let's Talk Football, the USFL football, and we do have football this week. It's week 4. Saturday, April 20th, we have the Memphis Showboats against the St. Louis Battlehawks. That should be a good game right there. Memphis lost to Birmingham last week, and there's some good football last week. I tell you, I've been talking about it on the a little bit on the live streaming and stuff like that, but I want to save it for the Saturday morning Let's Talk Football audio. I should go ahead and put that up on, make it into, just strip the audio and put it up as an audio podcast. I'll have to think about that. That might be a good idea. Let's see. We have, that's April 20th this Saturday at 12:30 in St. Louis. So the St. Louis Stadium will be rocking. They had 40,000 people in their stadium last week. So that should be a good game. That's a good matchup. Then you got Denver. Our DC Defenders versus the Birmingham Stallions, which are the only undefeated team down there in Birmingham at 7. That could be a good game. I'd like to see. I'm not a Birmingham Stallion fan, but they have a good football team. And then we have this should be a good one for we got 3 games Saturday. Another game on Saturday. Okay. Michigan Panthers versus the San Antonio Baramas on Saturday night at 7 p.m. That's on Fox. And the other game, DC Defenders against Birmingham, is on Fox. I wonder what that's all about. This Saturday afternoon game at 12:30 is on ABC and ESPN. Now, the Sunday game, it's going to be the Arlington Renegades versus the Houston Roughnecks at 2 p.m. in Houston at Rice Stadium. And these are the two sorriest teams right now, I guess. I've watched enough games to where these two teams are not the best of teams as far as that goes, because in the standings, the Arlington Renegades are 0-3, and the Houston Roughnecks are 0-3. So that'll be the game of who's going to get the first win as far as that goes. So I'm looking at my clock. We're pushing up to 40 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and exit stage right, or exit stage left, as the saying goes, in the theatrical theater venues. Get our day started, and be interesting this weekend for football, though. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and end the audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app and get our day started. We got a walk to get in here with the missus in a little bit to start the day, and then we'll see what happens as far as that goes. It should be a relaxing day because I got the mowing done the other day. We went shopping yesterday, so it might be a kickback, wannabe Friday type of day today. So we'll see what happens and see what the day brings and enjoy it as we proceed. So you all have a great one on this wannabe Friday, this April 18th, 2024. And this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters for the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee. Which I got to finish my coffee here. Maybe have a second cup. I don't know if I told you. I do have the morning coffee here, folks. It wouldn't be a morning coffee broadcast if I did, or audio podcast if I didn't have it. But Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich over there on X, at Fireman Rich also over there on Truth Social, Blue Skies, Instagram Threads, and on the real, or the Facebook, public Facebook, it's The Real Fireman Rich. So you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. We're working one more day and we're into the weekend, and we're working towards the weekend, and have a great day. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.